Okay, well, let's backtrack back through this case again, and I'm going to represent it to you, and I'm going to change two variables. And I'm trying to kind of point out how both ER and HER2 is having such a dramatic effect in terms of decisions. So we're going to say it's the same lady, 70 years old again, still in very good health, still with a 1 cm node negative tumor, except in this situation, the tumor is ER and PR positive and HER2 negative. And, you know, maybe even before you comment on how you would manage a patient like this, maybe you can comment a little bit on the issue about HER2 and ER measurement, because as this case is going to demonstrate how important those are, how reliable are the assays that are being obtained right now for these factors in the community setting?
Yeah, the reliability of these assays for hormone receptors and HER2 overexpression is emerging as a considerable issue. We've switched from density gradient centrifugation to IHC immunohistochemistry determination without any standardization, went from multiple standardized labs to really none. And I think Craig Allred pointed out that there were major problems associated with that. And people are getting back to trying to standardize things, but we're really pretty far from having completely standardized assays. And I know some referring physicians who get outside referrals who are hormone receptor negative will repeat the test at their institution in all cases, or send it to Craig Allred or some laboratory that you have great confidence in terms of their quality assurance. And I think the same issue remains for HER2 in terms of IHC and who do you do fission. So there's a lot of controversies about this, and I think it's incumbent for physicians to identify a laboratory that they're confident in the values they're going to receive.